今天要谈到的是大王约沙法，他还是一个很好的王。
So Jehoshaphat was, he was the king of Judah. He was a king of Judah. The kingdom was divided into two parts, the northern king and the southern king. And as we read in the scripture reading, we learn a little bit about Jehoshaphat. Even before our story that we're covering today, Jehoshaphat went into battle with the northern king. And the northern king said, in the scripture reading, he says, I'll disguise myself, but you wear your kingly robes. And he went into battle. And the enemy said, Sorry.
所以约沙法是犹大的王，然后在当时是有分裂南国北国，然后当时是北国的人要来打约沙法。Please go ahead.
Yes, so the Jehoshaphat went into battle with his kingly robes.
所以他这个，所以约沙法他就要去跟他们打这个仗。
The enemy were attacking the leadership. They were attacking the king.
所以他们这些敌人，他们要去打的是他们犹大王他们这边的首领。
So when they saw Jehoshaphat in battle, they said, "Attack him. He's the king."
所以这边看到他们这边一看到约沙法，就马上说我们要去打他，他就是那个王。
But here we find in the scriptures that Jehoshaphat cried out. He cried out to the Lord.
但我们就在这边经文上读到约沙法王，他向神哭喊。
And the Lord helped him.
然后主耶和华帮了他。
So there you find in the scripture it says the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him.
所以这边，经文上面就写到，这个神帮助了他，又感动了这些敌人离开他。
And so he was delivered. The soldier says, "That's not the king we want." And so the God saved him in battle. This is in chapter 18.
所以约沙法在这边就得救了，这些军兵们就。发现，哎，这个约沙法他不是我们要打的王，他不是以色列王。
Now we read in the story in chapter 20, where an enemy was coming against Jehoshaphat to battle.
所以刚才那边是在这个第十八章的部分，我们现在要进入第二十章，看一下这个敌人这边是如何在希腊敌人如何攻击约沙法。
In chapter 20 and verse 2, then there came that to told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond Jordan the sea, which is on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazamatar, which is in Gedi.
所以在历代志下二十章二节这边说到，有人来报告约沙法说。从海外亚兰又坐以东那边有大军来攻击你，如今他们在哈喜逊他马，就是隐基底。
From the scriptures, it looks like there were three different groups of people coming against Judah, coming against Judah. Three different groups.
所以这边我们在经文中看到有三个不同的敌人要来攻击犹大王约沙法。
So when Jehoshaphat saw this, Up is down and down is up. Okay. So in verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord.
所以当约沙法看到这些敌人，他便惧怕，他定义寻求耶和华。
Just like before, God delivered Jehoshaphat in battle. Now Jehoshaphat is crying out again to the Lord.
就像之前耶和华是如何这个拯救约沙法，这约沙法他又向神再度呼求。
And so he proclaimed a fast. He proclaimed a fast. We read in verse 3.
所以在这边第三节，他就在全地犹大全地宣告禁食。
And in verse 4, Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord.
所以到第四节这边说到，所以犹太人他们就聚集，要寻求耶和华的帮助。
Even all of the cities of Judah came to seek the Lord.
是全城的人都出来要来寻求耶和华。
And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. That's verse 5.
然后约沙法就在犹大和耶路撒冷的会中站在耶和华殿的新院前。
So here Jehoshaphat is faced again with a challenge, just like you and I in this wonderful church and wonderful congregation. And I'm so blessed to be invited here. It blesses my heart. And to share the scriptures blesses my heart. And you too will find when you share the scriptures, it will bless your heart. And Jehoshaphat found this too, I'm sure.So it worked before. So he called a fast all together. And the people gathered together to pray. And here Jehoshaphat led in prayer. And we have his prayer. It's a wonderful prayer. It's a pattern of prayer.
所以约沙法他就这样子在面对这样一个新的挑战，就像你和我一样，就像我们在这边聚集。约沙法他也跟这些就是很棒的这些很前进的这些犹太人聚集在一起。
It's a pattern of prayer for us to look at in verse 6.
在第六节这边是他在这样的一个聚会当中的一个祷告。
Notice that Jehoshaphat starts out with what he knows.
所以他这边从他所知道的开始来祷告。
Jehoshaphat starts his prayer with what he knows. We should start our prayer with what we know.
约沙法他从他所知道的事实来祷告，我们也应该要从我们所知道的事实来开始祷告。
In verse 6, he recognized that God was the God in heaven.
所以在第六节这边他说到耶和华神就是那位天上的神。
He recognized that God rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen. He recognized that God rules.
他这边宣告神是这样万邦万国的主宰，他这边宣告说神是有大能大力，没有人能够阻挡的。
This is all in verse 20.Verse 6, chapter
20. 整都在这个历代志下二十章第六节这边。
He recognized God's power, that God has power and might, and none is able to withstand against God.
约沙法在他祷告中去承认了神他的大能大力。
Then he goes into verse 7, where he talked about the children of Israel being brought out of Egypt.
所以在第七节，他又在这边提到了这个以色列人民是他的 儿女他是如何的把他们从埃及地带离出来。
And how that God gave them the land to dwell in verse 7.
然后神是如何的将地赐给他们。
In verse 8, he talks about how that they built a sanctuary for God, the house of God.
在第八节他们就又他又谈到说他们是如何的为神来建造他的圣所他的家。
He also recognized that at the sanctuary there is the name of God.
他们在这边讲到了在这个圣所里面有神的名在这殿里。
Now you look at verse 9. Verse 9 is very similar to a verse that we're familiar with. Very similar to another verse of scripture. Verse 9 here is similar to another verse of scripture.
这边的第九节跟我们前面其他读到的经文有一些类似之处。
It's similar to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14.
他这边很像是这个，历代之下的另一处经文。
To where if my people will humble themselves and pray, the scripture goes on. This is very similar to that.
他的这个开头就是说，他们这个在急难中的时候向他呼求，你必垂听的这样的一个开头，是非常类似的一个祷告。
And when we cry unto thee, thou wilt hear and will help, as it says in the last line there in verse 9. Thou wilt hear and help.
这边说到我们急难的时候在这殿前向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救。
And verse 10, he basically talks about here's the status, here's what's happening in his prayer.
所以第十节的时候，这是他在他的祷告中提到在现在发生了什么样的事情。
He talks about the armies that are coming against them to destroy them.
他在讲到这个敌人逼近，要来攻打他们，要来击败他们。
In verse 11, he says, Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit.
从11节讲到，看啊，他们怎样报复我们，要来驱逐我们出离你的地，就是你赐给我们为业之地。
And in verse 12, he cries out to God.
在十二节，他再次向神再次哭求。
O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us.
他这边的哭求说到：“我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行。”
So the armies of Judah.Had no might or no power against this enemy that was coming against them.
所以犹大的军兵他们是没有能力能够来抵抗这边要来攻打他们的敌人。
It was hopeless.
他们是很绝望的。
They have no might or power against that enemy.
他们是无力能够抵抗这样来攻击他们的大军。
And here the last part of verse 12.He says, neither we know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee.
但在这边十二节的后半段就说到，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
Here's a king of Judah, a king, the leader.
我们要知道说这句话的人，他是犹大的王，他是一个领导者。
The king is the leader. He should know what to do.
一个君王，他应该要知道要怎么做。
He should know how to lead his people.
一个君王应该知道要怎么带领他的人民。
He's the leader of the land, the kingdom of Judah. He's the leader.
他是整个犹大王国的犹大王国整个土地的这个领导者，是这片土地的君王。
And hear this king. In humility, he says, "Neither we know what to do." He didn't know what to do.
但是我们在这看到这位犹大王约沙法，他这边谦卑他自己，向神说到：“我们不知道怎么做，我们的眼目单仰望你。”
But notice, he said, "Lord, our eyes are upon you."
但注意到他们说：“但我们的眼目是单单的仰望你。”
How many times have we, in our own personal life, said we don't know what to do?
我们自己想一想，我们在我们个人的生活里面，我们有多少次，我们都是常常这样子，就是不知道我们要怎么样行。
I have no power or might in this situation.
我在这个情况当中没有完全没有力量。
It's in my life, but I don't know what to do.
这是在我生命当中的事情，但是我不知道怎么办。
Let's do what Jehoshaphat did.
我们看看约沙法王在这边在经文当中他做了什么。
He called a fast together.
他先宣告全地禁食。
He called for prayer.
他在召集大家一起祷告。
He went to seek the Lord.
去寻求神。
He humbled himself.
他谦卑他自己。
He told God he was depending on him.
他告诉神，我只能靠神了。
Neither we know what to do.
我们也不知道怎样行。
But our eyes are upon thee.
但是我们的眼目单单仰望你。
A good pattern, wouldn't you think? It's a good pattern.
这个是一个蛮好的一个模式，你们觉得呢？
Now notice too, verse 13. And this moves me when I read verse 13.
但这边13节是更感动我的地方。
Verse 13 says, And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children.
这十三节讲到犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前。
That right there stirs the heart of God. That stirs the heart of God.
是这样的一个场景，这感动了神的心。
They're all gathered together.
他们都聚集在一起。
Then in verse 14, we learn that God answered prayer.
在这第十四节，我们看到神他回应了他们的祷告。
The Spirit of God came upon Zahael.
神的灵，耶和华灵在会中临到利未人亚撒的后裔。
So in the last part of verse 14,Came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst, or in the middle of the congregation.
这边说到耶和华灵就在这群聚会的人当中。
And this person spoke the word of the Lord.
然后这个人他就说出这个属神的话语。
We'll read verse 15.
在第十五节这边。
And he said, Hearken ye, all of Judea, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid.Nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, For the battle is not yours, but God's.
这个人他是向犹大众人、耶路撒冷居民和约沙法王，他是代替神在告诉他们，这边说耶和华对你们如此说：不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
God heard their prayer.
这边是就是神听见了他们的祷告。
There are promises in Scripture that God hears prayer.
在经文中是有应许说神会怎么样听见你的祷告。
God gave them some military intelligence.
神给他们这个军事的这些人才。
Where is the enemy?
他说：“那这些敌人在哪里
？”God gave them commanding orders.
神给他们这个军令。
Verse 16,
在这个第十六节的部分。
Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they came up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook.Before the wilderness into Jeruel,
神让他们下去要这个迎战，所以这边十六节说到，明日你们要下去迎敌，他们是从喜斯坡上来，你们必在耶路伊勒旷野前的谷口遇见他们。
So God knows the enemy, and He knows the enemy's plans.
所以神知道这些敌人，他也知道这些敌人的计划是什么。
And he gave instruction to King Jehoshaphat.
他给约这个约沙法王他们这个要怎么去应对的这个指示。
It goes on to say in verse 17. We'll read verse 17.
到第十七节。
You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves.Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
十七节说到，犹大和耶路撒冷人啊，这次你们不要征战，要摆正站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救。不要恐惧，也不要惊慌。明日当出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
So here they're instructed to go against them, but the Lord would be with them.
所以这边神告诉他们，你们要去迎敌，但神会与你们同在。
A promise.
这是一个应许。
Notice in verse 18.Jehoshaphat, a king, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat.
这边我们看到约沙法就面伏于地，是这一位犹大人的王约沙法。
Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord.Worshipping the Lord.
第十八节，约沙法就面伏于地，犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也俯伏在耶和华面前，叩拜耶和华。
We can worship the Lord when we bow our head.
我们在我们低头的时候才能敬拜耶和华。
They worshipped.
他们敬拜耶和华。
This is a worship service.
这是一个敬拜的服事。
At home, you can have a worship service.
你回家你也可以做一样的事情。
You can bow your head to the Lord.
可以向神来低头。
And worship the Lord.
向神敬拜。
So, what did they do? They obeyed.
所以他们做了什么？他们听从。
Verse 20, they rose up early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper.
对，次日清早，众人起来往提哥雅的旷野去。出去的时候，约沙法站着说：“犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，要听我说，信耶和华你们的神，就必立稳；信他的先知，就必亨通。”
Now they had a prayer meeting. They called a prayer meeting. They called a fast, and there was the prayer given.
他们有一个祷告聚会，有一个这个，有一个集体的这个禁食，在他们这个再次这个聚集了一次。
And there was faith there in that prayer, faith.
在他们这个祷告当中，你看得到他们的信心。
And they got an answer from the Lord on that prayer of faith.
在这个有信心的祷告中，你看到里面是有神给他们的答案，神给他们的应许。
God gave them instruction and they obeyed.
神给他们指示，他们听从了。
But now Jehoshaphat is saying, "Believe in the Lord."
所以在这边我们看到约沙法说到要相信神。
In the middle of that verse 20, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God.
所以在二十节中间这边看到约沙法站在他们中间说到犹太人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，要听我说，要信耶和华。
More faith.
要更多的信心。
More faith.
要更多的信心。
The battle's not over.
战争还没有结束。
More faith.
更多的信心。
Believe in the Lord.
相信神。
More faith.
更多的信心。
Sometimes you have an answer to prayer, but that answer will require more faith.
然后在祷告中其实是有答案，但是那个答案需要你有更多的信心。
More faith will establish you. You shall be established.
更多的信心能够使你立稳，你需要站立得稳。
More faith and you'll prosper in the battle.
更多的信心，你们就会亨通，你们在战争当中，你们就会顺利。
So sometimes it requires more faith than just a prayer.
有时候就是需要更多的信心，还有这样的祷告。
And here in verse 21, Jehoshaphat brought songs and praise to God. Praise the beauty of holiness.
在21节你看见约沙法他就带来了这个诗歌，来这个歌唱赞美耶和华。
And the last part of verse 21, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever.
在二十一节后面说到，当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Now notice something. The word endureth, endureth. You could say it endures. His mercy endures.
我们在这边看到这个字说这个长存，像他说到的，他的慈爱永远长存。
But this English word has eth.Endureth, endureth.
在这个字后面，这个有这个三个字说 eth， 在这个 endure 后面。
That means that his mercy endures today, and it also endures continually, tomorrow and on, today and on, endureth.
这代表这个长存它是存在于现在，但它也是从现在到以后永远。
So here in 22, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments.
所以就在他们在唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵要来击杀这些攻击犹大人的这些敌人。
In the last part of verse 23, so everyone helped destroy one another. The enemy destroyed itself.
所以在二三节看到他们这些敌人他们互相攻打，自相击杀。
It was a battle against the Lord.
他们这是在向神的一个跟神的一个战斗。
And the Lord took up the cause.
而神使他们付出了代价。
Here we find in verse 24, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped.
对，二十四节讲到他们的结局。所以犹大人来到旷野的望楼，向那大军观看，见尸横遍地，没有一个逃脱的。
All destroyed.
他们通通都被击败了。
They went out to battle.
他们出去到这个战争里面。
The singers and the praise choir went first.
他们之前开始这个唱歌赞美。
Their own army followed later. Followed.
然后这些这个敌人开始，这些军人军队开始就跟上。
And they came and they found the battle was already won.
然后这些军队跟上，发现了这个战争已经结束了，他们已经赢了。
God in heaven took up the cause.
这个是天上的神，是他们付出了这个代价。
When you pray and humble yourself, God in heaven can take up a cause.
当你这个谦卑向神祷告的时候，神要让你来得胜。
A cause of blessing and encouragement to you. A blessing and encouragement to you.God takes up a cause.
啊，不好意思，对，这个是神对他看见神的一个祝福。
So when they came, they found riches among the troops that were the enemy. They found riches. They found precious jewels.
所以，犹大王约沙法和他百姓人在这边就看到了许多的这个财物珍宝。
So you can see the people coming and they say, "Oh, look, here's a diamond, here's a ruby."
所以他们的人就在这边看到，哎，这边有钻石，这边有宝石。
I'm going to fill my pockets.
我要把它都塞满我的口袋。
I'm going to fill my bag.
我把我包包都装满。
And they said, "I can't carry anymore. We have to go home."
他们说他们都已经没办法再装更多了。
But look, there's so much more left. We come back tomorrow.
嗯，地上还好多，我们明天还要再来继续装。
I'll bring a bigger bag.
带一个更大的袋子。
Well, tomorrow they came.
他们又来了，隔天。
My bags are full. Let's go home.
包包又满了，又回家了。
But there's more left back there. Let's go back. They 3 days, 3 days.
那那边还有很多还没有拿走的，他们这个收取了3日。
So much riches.
有非常。
So They bless the Lord in verse 26. They returned to Jerusalem, verse 27.
在这边27节，他们回到了欢欢喜喜的回到耶路撒冷。
In verse 27, it says in the last part of the verse that with joy they returned. The Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies.
在27节后半段，这边就看到，因为耶和华使他们战胜仇敌，就欢喜快乐。
God gets the credit.
这都是神的功劳。
They sang with trumpets and harps, psalteries.
他们弹琴鼓瑟吹号回到耶路撒冷。
Verse 29, and the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel.
对，这些列邦诸国听见耶和华战败以色列的仇敌，都就甚惧怕。
It was a testimony.
这是一个
working in their life, a testimony.
这是神在他们生命当中工作的一个见证。
Verse 30, and the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for God gave him rest round about.
对，约沙法的国就得享太平，因为神赐他四境平安。
What a great victory.
这是一个很棒的胜利。
What can we learn from this?
那我们在这边能学到什么呢？
If we go back and outline what we can learn in review.
如果我们把这边要列下来，我们有学到什么样 的东西。
Turn to God.
第一是回转向神。
Number two, humble yourself before God.
第二是要向神来谦卑。
Number three, be reminded or review God's past deliverances.
第三要被提醒，要回想神曾经向你施行的拯救。
Start with what you know. In other words, start with what you know about God and scriptures that you know.
要从你对神所认识的开始。
You can read that in his prayer to God. In his prayer to God.
你可以这样子，这经文当中的祷告，你可以这样子去向神来祷告。
Then there's steps of faith. Steps of faith in Hebrews 11:13.
而在希伯来书11:13节，这边有几个信心的步骤。
On a promise. On a promise, you'll see the promise afar off.
从应许，你会从很远远的就会先看到这个应许。
You're persuaded of the promise. I'm convinced.
而你需要去确信，你需要去相信这样的应许。
You embrace the promise.
你要
grab hold of it. God is true. The word of God is true.
你要去这样子拥抱、接受应许，神的话语是真实的。
And confess faith.
而在这当中，你要承认你的信心。
Now, there's a few scriptures. That's not only just with Jehoshaphat. David had many deliverances. It's interesting to read about David. Here, David was in conversation with God when his families were taken. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 8.
所以不止约沙法王有这样的一个被拯救的经历，像是还有很多其他人，像是大卫，读大卫的故事都很有趣。在这边撒母耳记上30章，这边是大卫他的家人被掳去时向神的求告。
David asked the Lord, "Shall I pursue this troop?"
他问神：“我 追赶这个敌军，追不追得上呢？
Shall I overtake them?
我追上能不能够把他们这个夺回来呢？
And God said, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all.
耶和华向他回答说，你可以追，必追得上，而且都救得回来。
You know, in your quiet times, in your times when you sit in church, God can talk to you.
你只要在你安静的时候，或在你这个在教会中坐着一个人的时候，神都会向你说话。
In a quiet time, sitting in church, you could say, "Well, Lord, there isn't anybody."
你在一个人安静在教会的时候，可以祷告说：“神啊，我有没有人在？”
You might be surprised. God will come and with a still small voice and said, "That one, there's one." He can answer.
你可能会很惊讶，神真的是会用很细小的声音，他可能会回答你，然后就在那里。
You'll spend your life for me as a Christian. My life is a lifetime of learning to hear the voice of God.
所以这个是当做基督徒，我们都是一生要来这样子为神来做这样基督徒。我们也是，我也是用了一生都在学习。
I was taught long ago, when you pray, you are talking to God.
很久以前我学到，当你祷告的时候，你是在向神说话。
When you read God's word, God is talking to you.
当你读神的话语的时候，是神在向你说话。
Look at David. Here again in Now it's in 2 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1, where David says, Shall I go up?
我们在读到撒母耳记下二章，这边是当大卫他要上这个城之前，他求告耶和华。
God said, Go up.
神回答他上城。
Also in considering battle,In 2 Samuel 5:19, the same thing.
还有在撒母耳记下五章这边，在大卫他打仗之前求告神。
There's wonderful promises even in the scripture in the invocation prayer this morning. Wonderful promises.
在圣经中还有更多很美好的应许，除了我们今天早上所读到的之外。
We read from Psalm 145, Precious Promises, Psalm 145, this morning.
我们今天读到撒母耳记，又从诗篇。
There's promises here in James chapter 4, verse 6.
这边也有在雅各书里面相关的美好的应许。
Promises about humbling yourself, and there's a whole study there. You can study it.
这边是关于谦卑自己的很好的应许。
There's also promises about humbling yourselves in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
在彼得前书也有相关于谦卑自己的这样的应许，在彼得前书五章六节说到，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你们升高。
The next verse says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you."
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Look at the word careth.There, careth, he careth for you.
看这个字，顾念。
It's got that ETH, God cares. But ETH, God cares today, right now, and he continues to care tomorrow.
所以一样的，这个 顾念的英文字后面有这个 ETH， 它代表它不止现在顾念你们，他今后往后也会持续的顾念你们。
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares today and continues to care for you.
要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他今天顾念你们，他以后永远也会顾念你们。
Beautiful promises.
这是一个很
comprehend and know.
这是美好的一个应许。
Look at verse 20. Here in this scripture.
在这边看到这个第以弗所书三章二十节。
Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Jehoshaphat was asking to be saved from his enemy.
约撒法王他是在向神求要这个从他的敌人手中被拯救出来。
He was saved from the enemy.
他就被神拯救出来了。
But like this verse, he can do exceedingly above all that we ask or think. God can do exceedingly above.
但就像这一节以弗所书三章二十节，神能够做更超过我们所求所想的。
The enemy was defeated. They found the enemy defeated.
敌人都被击败了，他们发现这个他们不止得救了，他们敌人被击败了。
But they found riches.Precious stones, diamonds, rubies.
他们在里面找到了好多的珍宝、宝石、钻石，好多的财富。
It's blessing on top of blessing.
它是在祝福之上的更多一层祝福。
More than we can think or know.
超过我们能够所想象的。
There's other scriptures.That we read in Psalm 145 today. Psalm 37 is a beautiful psalm to read.
所以今天读到了诗篇一章四十五节以外，这边诗篇三十七也是很美丽的一章。
There's many promises in the Bible.
在圣经里面有许多许多的应许。
I think we talked about Hebrews 11:13.About faith, that's a good verse to study.
我们也刚刚读到了希伯来书十一章十三节，这也是一个很好的经文。
In Psalm 86, verse 7, in the day of trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me.
在诗篇八十六章。七节，人说：“我在患难之日要求告你，因为你必应允我。”
Psalm 91 is a good place to study too about God will deliver and honor him with long life.
还有在诗篇九十一章十五节这边也是，谈到了这个有关于在急难中你要怎么样的，这个神怎么样的搭救。
So let's review again. There's a few more things.
我们在这边再来回顾一遍，那我们今天学到了什么？
We've already learned humble yourself, pray, review his past deliverances.
我们已经学到了回转向神，要向神谦卑，我们要这个回想神曾经施行的拯救。
So here in point five, they prayed, they believed God.
在这边第五点说，我们要祷告，要相信神。
In point number six, they waited and received direction from God.
第六点，他们要等候，要得到从神而来的方向。
That's when Jehoshaphat bowed his head and worshipped.
那就是当约沙法王的向神低头来祷告的时候。
Jehoshaphat asked them to have additional faith in point number seven, additional faith. Believe God.
在第七点，就像约沙法王当时的呼召，要他有更多的信心。
They sang and worshipped.
接下来他们唱诗，他们敬拜神。
They received, they rejoiced, and they were thankful.
他们就接受，他们就喜乐，他们就向神谢恩。
It all starts with us knowing God, and we know God through His Word.
这些开始就是我们认识神，我们从透过神的话来认识他。
So these are examples in the Old Testament.
这些都是旧约里面的一些案例。
We learn from the Old Testament how God deals with His people.
我们从旧约里面学到神如何来对待他这些人。
We learn from the Old Testament how God deals with the believer.
我们从旧约能学到神如何对待相信他的人。
And how God deals with the enemy.
神是如何来对待敌人。
Let's look, we're concluding now. Let's look at Proverbs verse 16 and verse 7.
我们来看这边箴言十六章七节。
Proverbs 16 verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
这边可以做个总结，这边说到人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。
In our lesson today, in chapter 20 and verse 30 of Chronicles,
那像我们今天谈到的，在历代之下二十章三十节
，We learn that God gave Jehoshaphat rest roundabout.
这边神赐给约沙法的国得享太平，四境平安。
His ways of humility, his ways of turning to God, please the Lord.
我们要想想他是如何谦卑下来，他们如何转向神，向神呼求。
We'll finish with this verse.
我们在这边准备一个结尾，在历代之下二十章十二节。
Second Chronicles 20:12. I love this verse.
我很爱这节经文。
I'll pick it up in the second phrase. For we have no power, no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee.
我们从第二句开始，因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
So we too need to keep our eyes upon the Lord.
我们都要这个把我们的眼目注视在神身上。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for the message today.
我们天上的父，我们谢谢你给我们今天的讯息。
The message of Jehoshaphat
是有关这个约沙法王的讯息。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
May we be like Jehoshaphat.And seek you.
都愿我们像约沙法王一样这样来寻求你。
Help us now, Lord, we pray.
主啊，你来帮助我们，我们来向你祷告。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
So, in conclusion, if this message is for the believer, if there's anyoneWho has a need for salvation, please talk to the pastoral staff. We're all among friends. And it's important to know the Lord.
我们这边下一个小小的结论，我们这今天的讯息是给我们这些信徒的，就是这些谈到的这些应许， 但如果你这个对这个救恩得救所感到兴趣，请来和我们的弟兄姐妹来谈。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。